At first I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with a sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I had known for just one second,
we'll be right back. All right. Welcome, everyone. This is Millennials Third Eyes. This is Joe. Typically, we do the other show and the radio show on Saturdays every 2 weeks, but I've gotten excited today, and I did some exciting things, and I hope my microphone works because I bought a new microphone. And I didn't test it on the studio, so I'm going to assume it works. We're going to pretend it works because otherwise it would be funny that it didn't work and no one heard me. Anyways, my goal for this is to have some fun, talk about a bunch of stuff, and also play some awesome music. Music is key here. I don't want to spend like forever and ever on a call because the readings can go lengthy. We're going to have fun doing messages. If you want to take the call and just talk with me about just something in general, you have a question, you want a reading. But yeah, just try not to, let's not do it forever because I got to play some music too. If you got anything in the chats, we're doing a Zoom group chat too, where I'm on camera, people are on camera. A shout out to my Zoom friends. And also, thank you guys for joining me. I really appreciate it. So without further ado, I'm going to take one of the callers because we already got blessed with callers. And we'll see what happens. We're going to play some music and meet some cool people. I'll start off with the first one here. Let's take area code 385. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Diana.
Can you let me know if there's an echo from your voice?
There's not.
Awesome. You said your name's Diana?
Yeah. I've had a reading from you before, so luckily I just saw your post.
I appreciate it. Thanks for finding me on Blog Talk Radio and also coming back. I must have did a good job somewhere. So what's going on? Do you want to ask a question? Do you want to talk? Do you want me to read you without knowing anything?
Maybe start reading me, and then I might ask the question.
All right. You're like, maybe I'll do a little bit of everything.
I don't want to take your time. I want to hear your music.
No, I want to spend time. I want to get to know people. I want to have some conversations. There's no, like, complete rush. There's some – right off, there's this lower emotion going on. It's like this something that's bothering you. I feel that because it's like I'm touching the surface of it. You're putting a lot of pressure on like a couple different things or someone in general with I don't know if it's a relationship or love or, but there's something just bothering you about what do I do? What am I going to do? And it's throwing you into this direction of you're not seeing anything I'm not saying anything, but it's not allowing you to move forward with happiness. There's like a lack of happiness. I also feel like you want to give up in general with not like life, but like, I don't even want to care anymore. Does this make sense so far?
Yeah. So I want to get over these like codependent life that I've learned so I can have better relationships and like, recent experience, I'm like, man, I need help with that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what I'm getting next overall is because they're telling me that you have moments of being shy or you wait for someone or something to lift you, but then you still feel this kind of like you deserve so much more and you're on track with what it is you need to focus on, but this is the time for you to really get excited and challenge yourself on what it is that will break you free from. It's like your inner thoughts and feelings. You're going to meet more people soon that are on a journey with exploration of themselves and freeing themselves or similarities with people that also dealt with the same thing. But you're going to have to challenge yourself first with finding new ways. Don't look for events in general, kind of explore new opportunities. It's a challenge for you because they're telling me that there's anxiety going on. You're going to go places alone, but you're going to find out that you're going to make new friends and connections. Did you want to go somewhere, travel or travel to go somewhere to like an event?
I was planning on being in Colombia right now, like doing some medicine, but Spirit told me that something was going to happen and I needed to stay.
Okay. Yeah, there was a big energy wave that hit the collective energy and everyone in general differently the past couple of days. For me, it's, I hated it. Yeah, there was a lot of people had changes. I don't like to just throw it in and go, oh, Mercury in retrograde. Yeah, there it is. And no, it was something really annoying. This is going to be the time for you to get excited of something that you're just passionate about. It doesn't have to have this pressure of career. A lot of us also put this pressure of, I need to move out and I need to find my own place and I don't know what to do and money and this and that. And we're not allowing the fun stuff to come in and we're not allowing ourselves to be free. And that's another reason why I did this radio show and I'm going to do more of them is because I want to help people and myself remind ourselves that we aren't sometimes allowing just to break free of these chains in this world. We worry about tomorrow. We worry about work. We worry about money. We worry about, and I was literally just playing with ideas today, what I want you to do. And it wasn't this pressure of ideas with the connection of the, pressuring myself to find the answer. It was just kind of curiousness of, it actually started with what? How funny would it be if we are so sad or angry or emotional because of the universe or life helping us and actually giving us, awarding us with a new gift or direction. And so when things don't work out or things aren't working out, it's this big pressure or shift, but it's actually like the best thing for us. And it's a gift, but we're in the middle of the time. So I want you to practice just letting go of the energy or people. Don't worry about how to do it. Don't worry about what's the special way to do it. Just focus on being playful. Playful with anything, because happiness will attach us to more happiness. And so start with music. Start with something that will just break you free, because that's what spirit's really telling me right now. Is my guide just saying that you have this big moment where it's, you're going to break free from pleasing other people and letting them bother you. You're going to be this whole different person. Like I feel like I'm seeing you. And it might sound bad to some people. It's not. I'm just giving you an expression. Getting a tattoo, changing your hairstyle, finding new things that you love, and you're just a whole different person. And that's what I'm hearing. Don't let the current reality of where you are in life too, like where you're living or anything else, bother you. Challenge that. And the other reason why I did this radio show, and I also want to do more of this, and in other ways too, I want to create more things. A lot of the time, I don't realize it for myself, but I found myself in a Zoom call with other spiritual people, and they were awesome. And I found myself just happy to be a part of a group where we weren't even discussing, like, what do you do? What do I do? It was a part of that, but we were discussing, like, what's going on with the collective? What is this? What have you gotten recently? Because intuitively, we pick up stuff about, what our direction is personally. What can we do to influence the collective and people and be, awesome ways? So there's a challenge in that. And I think a lot of people are dealing with different challenges and different levels. What's your question?
How do I heal my relationship with my mother?
Sorry, I just took a drink. And that muscle cough, it doesn't sound good. It's like, how do I do that? Well, first, I know it's going to sound stupid and cheesy for most people. I want to give you guys an example of people listening and you, and I'll wrap it around that. I love talking about this because I want people to know how the challenging things can really be a blessing. My car that I just got, I used to have a bunch of cars over the time and years that were used, and some of them were, it was just, I didn't want to use car anymore. I wanted to get something I deserved, and I went bigger, and my credit score sucked. I only had a couple $100, and I went for intentionally saying, I said, I deserve this, and I'm going to make it happen. And over time, there was patience involved, but I made it happen. But my parents were, they have a fear of money or what they have experienced in life, and so they kept saying, how are you going to afford that? How are you going to afford that? It's crazy. Yeah, it's a big bill every month, and I'm not like saying, like, look at me, but I was like, that's your fear. It's okay. And so I went with that, and it's a challenge because I didn't want to respond with negativity. I just kept the awareness of, that's your thoughts, here's mine, I'm going to do it. And I want to start off with that. Don't just jump into it with your mom and maybe don't argue with her. Because what's happening too is, you have to remember, we at times have lack of love. And so when we have lack of love and someone is just like, either our own mind is beating us up or someone is just hurting us emotionally, we tend to hurt other people and we're in lack of love. So remember that your mom might be at times in lack of love. We can throw titles on people, and I want to stay away from titles because it just makes more of the reason to justify something. So let's say your mom's in lack of love, and maybe her past isn't the best and she's not happy with certain things. And we all have those moments. Kindness and love too are needed, but when you were bringing it up before about the codependency, they also need love. And so it can come from like anger sometimes or triggering you. I would, let me see what my guides are saying too. Does that make sense so far though? I want you to understand that.
Yeah. Just hurt people. So love people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they come from a lower vibration. And so by hurting you and you responding, it's taking your energy from you. Remember to try to keep your mind about, because I could see this already blocking you from your happiness. Focus on your happiness, and it's not about anyone else but you, whatever you're doing, and you're going to make everything happen you want. But when it comes to your mom, show kindness and positivity in the best ways when you can. I feel a challenge with this, though. I feel like it's always going to bring up something that's going to be an argument or negative thing. Be a resemblance of what she can embody through love. By you making things happen and you being an achieving way of your path, show her that she can be happy too and she can find it. It's not always about verbalizing that. And sometimes stopping by or passing her and talking to her briefly, and don't make it like this pressure point of I have to do this and I have to find a way to, it's good that you care, but sometimes in the beginning we can't always do that because we're trying too hard and then we fall into this conversation that doesn't go anywhere. But be the symbol for her, show her, and if she triggers you into being negative, just be like, all right, well, I'm going to go. And you'll find those little moments that are able to communicate where you can tell it's okay, it's cool, and ask her how she's doing, or ask her, be the mirror in which she needs to be. Show kindness in the ways that she needs to see within herself. And at times they're going to go, well, you don't do this for me, or you don't do that for me. Try not to say you don't do this or you should do this. Just be you in a positive way that she can embody and see. And there might be times where she might be pissed because she wants that, but she wants to also bring you down because she doesn't want to see you happy. So you're going to have to make a challenging choices at times, but don't make it the whole, you know, your whole schedule. Don't make it always about her. Just show her love in the best ways. And maybe it's little. Hey, I was thinking about you. Hope everything's good. Or do what you got to do, but don't make it this big project. Show kindness, show love. Don't stick around for negativity. And remember, your path is your path, because that can turn into a whole big, just by thinking about it can be a hard thing. So stay positive. Let her see the positivity in you. Share the good news. Share the good stuff and beliefs and sweetness and kindness. And remember, she's going to come from lack sometimes, and that's because she's not happy with her own self. All right?
Okay. Cool. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for calling in and following me on the journey. I'm going to play some, stick around if you want to listen. And I'm also having awesome people on Zoom right now. I got my camera on Zoom and we are hanging out there if you want to listen to me there and see me there or meet new cool people that are in the chat. And feel free to ask questions. Feel free to talk about different topics, or maybe I met you somewhere else. But I want to play music in between, have some fun, lift the vibes. The vibes? I didn't say that right. The vibes. And see where things go. Let life be easy peasy, flow with it.
Thank you.
So let's take the next caller. Alright, so we're gonna take area code 845 area code. Shit, you surprised me. What's up? Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. My name
hey.
Is Maria.
Your name is Maria.
Yes, I call it from New York.
Yeah.
I got a question on mine, please. My birthday coming up soon, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You see, and some are going to travel overseas, and me and my daughter.
Yeah. Am I going to see, do you think I see him coming?
She's going to travel, me and my daughter, overseas in Italy.
Very nice. What's the question?
You see, my finances, they're going to be okay.
Do you have plans with happening within the next like month that you're waiting to complete?
I want to go to by August.
I see something being completed within the next month. Financially, right now, I see everything being fine because what I'm hearing is the stress and hope, but everything is fine financially. There's going to be changes financially within the next month. I don't know. Like I see also this concern about changes with moving but I don't know why. Like I don't know if you're planning on moving, but you don't feel like moving.
No, I'm not going to move.
But sometimes things pop up in life. Don't worry about it for now. I see things good financially. Everything's fine with that. Just enjoy life because I'm also seeing that you're concerned about where you're spending. So be able to be happy and spend if you need to. What I'm also hearing is to remind you that everything has worked out in the past and it's going to work out again. That's what I'm hearing and feeling.
You know, see money coming in. I waited for settlement by my husband. And my husband persuaded I was a sick and I got to give him some money. You see, I'm going to get it soon.
Yeah, it's going to be when you're not focused on it. It might be when after your brother comes, but it's going to be a little after that. Just don't worry so much about it or stress about it. But it's going to come in when you're not looking for it. And also when you're going to be happy it came and you weren't expecting it, but you were finally happy that it came. Cause it's like when someone looks at something for the update and then they're like, oh, there's no update yet. This is not there yet.
No, I know. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all right.
True. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna continue. So I don't want to play too much music and have some more connections with you awesome individuals. Tell your friends, let them know. Maybe you don't want them to know because you're looking for spiritual advice. Who knows? Like, just have fun with it. Let your peeps know that I'm here. I'm going to be doing more of this awesome. I want to have fun. I want you guys to have fun. And I also want to talk about different stuff and just enjoy time together. And not put so much pressure on life because it gets friggin'. Let's talk about that real quick. All right. So for those of you who I haven't like connected with, or maybe you don't follow me on Facebook Live or my page, you should. That's what that deal is. You should. Facebook Live. Facebook.com/millennial. Why can't I talk? Fuck. Facebook.com/millennialsthirdeye. And we also have the radio show with Candace every 2 weeks on Saturday. So look forward to those. And the past 3 days have been this collective energy of pressure. And the first time it happened, it was annoying. And then it went away for me the second day. And I was like, all right, things are good. And then the third day, it was just so friggin' annoying. It just wouldn't stop. It's like I had all these like clarities to what I could do, should do, want to do. And I did it like the other day. And then I couldn't do it yesterday. It just pissed me off. But the good news is that today, not here, all gone, and it's helping everything kind of flourish into the exciting ideas that I have, and I just go for it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm in alignment, as we talked about before, right? So let's take the next caller, area code 917. Thanks for sharing your time and energy with your other cool person here on planet Earth. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? 917? What's your name? Do you know that I'm on the phone with you? It sounded like you were sad. You hello? All right, you're still awesome. Hey. If you're not. Hello? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. We're just going to continue. I hope you're okay. All right, we're going to go to area code 216. I don't know what happened with that, but we love everyone. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Area code 216. Yo, is your mic on? What's up? I don't know what just happened. There's like two people now. Is it me or is it someone else? Hello. All right. 914. Did I already pick you?
How are you? Can you hear me?
Good. You made my day. I just got two people that maybe like, I don't know what happened. I hope they're all right. But yeah, I can hear you perfectly. You made my day.
Oh, thank you. So did you. Very kind. Great music too, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You have good vibes. I like you're. This is what I'm doing it for, meeting awesome people, too.
Aw, God bless you. Thank you.
I feel like if I met you, you had, like, no, you'll never, like, be a mean, there's no mean bone in your body. It would be, like, a shock to, actually, it would be kind of exciting because I knew it would never happen again, maybe. But But what's going on? Yeah. Tell me, what's your name?
My name is Catherine.
Well, hello, Catherine. My name's Joe. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Joe. My grandfather's name. Good to meet you, too.
It's a good name. It's a great name.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah.
So what's going on, Catherine? What did you want to talk about? What did you want to do?
I have on my mind, he's a friend of mine, almost like a mentor, you might say. And I don't know if he's a little bit upset at me or if he's just busy. Like, I haven't heard from him in a little bit. And so I'm just wondering what you might see around that, if we're okay, if he's just busy or if, you know.
I want to pick up on it, and then I also want to grab some cards and see what's going on. I'm getting distraction. I'm getting that he's also frustrated because it sounds like to me it's part of the collective energy I was talking about. There's something about him wanting to complete something or do something, and it's just not working the way he wants it to. And you know when you're in a certain mood where you just don't – it's not that you don't want to talk to people or just – it's just you can't focus, you can't think, you can't feel – it just doesn't feel – and life is trying to show him a new direction is what I'm seeing, and he's – look, just the other day this happened, and I shout out to all my awesome peoples that I connect with. I talked to certain friends, and I'm going, look, I just basically need a vent, and I talked about what was going on energetically and just how it felt. And I knew that what they were saying was all positive, and I knew it was great advice. And sometimes, like just yesterday, I didn't want to do anything, and I was just annoyed with why is this blocking me. I even tried to go to an Airbnb and just go somewhere for like an hour and a half away and just like get away and just be by myself. And I got excited and come to find out that the house they put on there wasn't the right house. It was like in the hood somewhere. So I got my money back, but it's one of those things where he's just frustrated. Does that make sense with your friend here?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, like, nothing I did or anything. He's just busy and things aren't as well.
I'm really getting that you're – this is interesting. I'm getting that you're such a good-hearted person that you didn't even want a reading for yourself that it was about someone you cared about. And my guides are wanting me to talk about your spiritual gifts that you, because I know that you have that, you do something, and it's all connected to your heart space. But while you might be thinking of him, or maybe you care about him in your heart, do what you do spiritually, or just put your energy out towards him. And maybe he needs that energy to lift him up a little bit. Put it into praying for him maybe. Because it's definitely, you have angelic connections too. It's like the hookup. It's not the mafia, but it's like, you know, I got the angelic hookup. But I know what's up, Archangel Michael, and we're good, we're close. But pray for him, because your prayers, what I hear, are very powerful. I'm not just saying that to be cheesy.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand.
Sometimes we forget that we have that ability, and we only pull it out at special times. It's like, this is a good time for me to pray. I'm going to do it. But you, this is a good time. Use it. Don't forget about it. What else? Let me grab my cards. It's going to be like maybe a minute of silence. But I just got to run to my car, which is right over here through the garage door. Because I have my cards in the car for some reason. But hang in there. Hold on a second.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you so much.
I'm back. No more moment of silence. That was the meditation realm. I got to put you guys in meditation. I hope you guys used it wisely. All right, let's see. I want to see more about you. Is that cool if I pull cards for you? Because your friend's going to be all right.
I so appreciate it. Thank you. I do.
Your friend has to do some decisions because things will work out for him, but he needs to be okay with taking a leap of faith with moving, or changes with moving, or something to do with like where his direction's going, because it's like a piece of the puzzle. It's like, this will work out in divine timing, but not right now. And when you make changes, sometimes you're not giving up on it. It's just that you had to go through some other stuff, and that was important. So he's going to – we kind of get pushed to make these choices sometimes under pressure. It's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to do this. But let's see what's up for you. I want to see what's going on, because you deserve some insight.
Thank you. You're so kind, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. You are too. For those of you listening as well, don't forget to check me out on Facebook or message me or anywhere else, because I offer many different services. I'm a little bit of a different person than others, but I offer. And same to you, if you ever want to message me and ask me if you need any guidance. So we got the past cards for you, the Nine of Pentacles and the Death card. So that's about you offering or thinking about going forward with something and then something ending. The subject of the overall is the Star card with Two of Swords. You weren't sure about a relationship or a person working out with you, or it could be work, it could be a romantic relationship, but something not – you were waiting for the answer or clarity, and this is talking about the past giving you that clarity of not going forward with it. The two present cards are the Two of Wands in reverse with the Six of Pentacles. So the past is in the past. And there's something that you still want to – the obstacle with that is you want to go give your – okay. Are you in a relationship? Because it says more or less that you want to give more of yourself to someone, or you want to offer more to someone.
Creatively, but like in my work and projects, but no, I'm single.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Yeah. And you know what I love about you is that you didn't want a reading for yourself first, and you are cool and happy with yourself, and I can feel that. You're content, and you got other things that you do that you're happy with. But you do want to offer more of yourself to someone that will understand in the right manner. But what's coming up? It's not – I don't like that. Five of Pentacles with the Five of Cups. Okay. There's going to be some changes coming your way in the future, but they're good. It comes up kind of not destructive, but it comes up unsatisfying. Because what's happening in this world is that we kind of feel like things in different areas of our life that change or they're uncomfortable, that they're not good for the time being. But life is pushing us in different directions because we deserve to connect with other things that we don't know. So you're going to be meeting someone is what's happening, and you're meant to be meeting someone. And overall, I want to – maybe this is why you need to hear it. Don't feel that you're content and you're going to get these moments of there's this excitement for you with a person. Don't hold back on it, because you're going to be blocking yourself, because it's interesting how I see it. You're happy with yourself. You love yourself, but you're like, nah, maybe not. I'm happy. I don't, but you've done that already. You're ready to be a match with someone. So take action on it. All right.
Oh, wow. I have, it's funny, I have been praying for the right one, so that's funny how everything kind of came together.
You haven't met this person, and I want you to also keep in mind, as I'm hearing it too, you have things about you that you love, and I think there's a little worry about you losing yourself again, if you, like you've done it before, or not having the balance.
That resonates.
You're going to have someone that you're going to be able to keep your balance and be yourself. And you might also find yourself exploring more, finding more about who you are, but it's also going to be positive in from each other. There's not, I really think and feel that this is a good person for the long term. It's not going to be pressured. It's not going to be what's next and fear, and you're going to enjoy it, but don't hold yourself back by maybe starting a conversation with them or going with their conversation of possibilities, but you're ready.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing that you picked up on that. That's really cool.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you talk to God a lot too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. In the past, what I'm hearing too is you were taken advantage of, your heart hurt. You really grew from that, and I feel like it was a while ago.
Yeah.
sometimes there's an isolation, but you're really, you're content and happy with who you are, and you're adventurous and go places at times. But you also get intuitive guidance. There's people that need your gift. I don't know exactly what your gift. People need you, and if you can balance your time with giving more guidance, it's not always like, I'm getting more of this message of, yeah, people do massage therapy and or Reiki, but there's a lot of intuitive messages that come out, and I'm saying it in this way of give the messages. I don't know if you get them and you don't give them.
It's so funny. I get them for one friend in particular, like, all the time. I can't turn it on and off. But I think just, like, one friend, just because I think I feel safe around her. Yeah, you're right. I could totally just text her and I'll say, I heard this. Like, out of nowhere, like, I'm not trying or anything like that. Sometimes I could do it with my mom. But, yeah, I don't know how to, you know, what I'm saying, like, tap with it constantly.
You're such a great energy that I don't want you to fear about where is it coming from, because you have such a good heart that it's all coming from. You have angelic energy, so you're going to be connecting to angels in a way, but you have many parts to yourself that I don't want to distract you. But if you are in the space, let's say, like, I'm on Facebook Live and I'm doing readings, or I'm doing them now, my intention is to connect and to direct it at for my guides to bring forward the energy and what I'm feeling and getting. And if I do have a message for someone and it's not planned and it's in public or it's somewhere I'm at, then I'll ask, do I really need to tell them right now? Is it really important? Sometimes it can help yourself. But overall, trust in what you're getting. Let's have fun with this, just for fun, right? We're connected together in this conversation right now. It's something I would do with my clients and mentorship sessions with me. And you're already in the flow. You're already in a happy space. And all you need to do is ask your inner being or your angels. Don't worry about where it goes. What does Joe need to know or hear about his life to help him? And make it simple. Whatever feelings and thoughts come through, don't overcomplicate it. It could be blue, 7. Just let it flow.
I heard new jobs. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, because there's a job that ended. Yeah.
Wow.
As long as I'm happy with it.
You will be.
Is it something different in a way?
I got paid more.
That's, to me, that's different, because if I'm going to get paid more, well, I learned my lesson with getting paid more and going back towards, I used to be a chef. I went backwards. So that didn't work out. But yeah, if I'm paid more, because I'm in the part of my life now where if I'm going to make a decision, it's going to bring happiness. So new job, especially on this moment in time. Yeah, you definitely had that on point, because I got let go from a job and it was divine timing, and it brought me back to a lot of things I stopped doing and more time to do it. It's all about love. Everything's about love. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're going to connect again. I don't know how, but if you feel the need to message me on Facebook or you want to talk, or I love meeting new people. I make friends with people all the time. And so you have a 914 area code. So what area are you in?
I'm in New York.
Yeah, same here. I'm in the Hudson Valley area.
Oh, wow. Same here.
Oh, cool. So we're definitely going to be meeting each other probably, but feel free to connect with me on Facebook if you want.
Thank you. That's so awesome. Wow. Thank you for everything. That was really amazing.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Many blessings. Thank you so much again.
All right. Let's hit a song and we'll come back. I'm going to send that link to the person in the chat that asked for it. And I'll talk to you guys in a little bit. Feel free to message me on Facebook, if you got a question, maybe you want to be anonymous, or I'll put it out there. If you want to be silent and you want a reading, also if there's anyone in the Zoom that maybe wants a message or got a question, what's up? And we'll be back after these brief messages.
We got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. It was hot. A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up with the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowd, make money, chill with the honey, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. It's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the gold from the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself through the years past gone by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the wrong guy, egomaniac, and the brainiac, don't know how to act. He's 48, track studio, gangsta max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a meal, but never will. Silly crosses over seals, filling your head with fantasies, come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar, in the biz, it takes you from people who don't.
Fun job, but it's still a job. Save your money, man. Save your money, too. It's single, don't last very long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, lucky in this game, too. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some serious.
Yeah, if I have big dreams, I'm making big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the main. You want to look trendy in the Bentley. Be a snob and never act friendly. You want to have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get tipped by the media and fans. Things never stay the same way. I heard that some never get fooled to the fullest. That's why fools end up dining on the food. Think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my legs with the chrome ring shine. So you wanna roll far and live large. It ain't all that goes with being a rock star.
You wanna be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and five cars to break charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly to be a rock superstar.
I'm chillin' in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or video. So they show me no love, the phony. Gotta hit the boat slowly, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle like Moni, and the press say that my own people disown me. And the best way back is to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the Palladium, who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, fall off the roll on to the next rock superstar with no shame. Give him a year and they'll be right out the game. The same as the last one who came before him. Gang fame started getting ignored. I warned him, assured him. This ain't easy, take it from Weezy. Cheesy people wanna be so cheesy. The people.
What's up, Summer? Ooh, nice top.
Thanks. Tiny Rick, you think you might be getting back into your old body tonight?
No can do. Tonight's the big dance, and Morty's bringing Jessica. He needs his tiny wingman.
Oh, Tiny Rick!
Okay, but if not tonight, when?
I don't know. When I feel like it.
Damn, girl! You need to chill out. This whole thing was your idea in the first place, and now you're trying to rush it along.
Yeah, you know, I like high school. I like hanging out. Tiny Rick!
But what if the you that likes it isn't you?
Oh, Summer. It's just Rick in a younger body. What's the problem?
Look at his art, Morty.
I've got an emo streak. It's part of what makes me so rad.
Why does it say, "Help me, Morty and Summer"?
Come on, Summer, that's the title of the art. Why was Knight Rider called Knight Rider? The car's name was Kit. Nobody rode Michael Knight. You're overthinking it, Summer. I'm Tiny Rick.
Grandpa, I think that when you put your mind into this body's young brain, it did what young brains do. It shoved the bad thoughts into the back and put a wall around them. But those bad thoughts are the real Rick. The fact that you're old, the fact that we're all going to die one day, the fact that the universe is so big, nothing in it matters, those facts are who you are. So you're trapped in there, and you can only come out in the form of Tiny Rick's teen angst.
Well, Summer, I hear Toby Matthews isn't into psycho chicks. Can't think of anyone that is. I'll see you motherfuckers at the dance, Tiny Rick!
Morty, you have to help me!
Summer, he's happy! I'm happy! Is that why you're doing this? You don't want me and Rick to be happy?
No!
Well then get your shit together! Get it all together and put it in a backpack! All your shit! So it's together! And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it! Or put it in a shit museum, I don't care what you do! You just gotta get it together! Get your shit together!
All right, so now we come back, we talk about some fun stuff, and we take a caller. I want to do like a giveaway, so I'm thinking about how we can do some awesome contest thingy where I need to get also more people to follow the radio show Facebook page, so that you should probably do that. It's Joe and Candace Live Radio. I'm going to find a title for that. We'll get to that in a minute. But I'm trying to get creative with the way Divine Timing to give away some awesome stuff, maybe a spiritual reading or like a little thing. Candace also has the intuitive Blue Owl intuitive page where she makes creative things. Who knows? But we're all here. Just want to like bring some excitement. So if you have an idea, feel free to like be like, Joe, this would be a dope idea. You should do it. I might take it in consideration. What's going on in my life? I like to share things about my life too and kind of talk and express about that. I think it gets difficult, right? This is something I want to elaborate more on, what I'm learning within myself, because I'm also learning more and more about myself. I'm a metaphysical life coach, and I also do readings and talk about different topics. And metaphysics for me it can go in different directions about what energy does, but it's also about your inner being and your outer being, and that's where I start. Your inner being is someone we don't really often like get involved with because for so long we're focused on the exterior of the 3D world of life. And we get to go inwards more and we learn and expand on our inner feelings and thoughts, which connect more to intuition. And for a while, I didn't realize like how I was not fully always connected in the way I should be in the sense of what we always want to be in alignment. And life does that where it's duality. We go through different directions where it reminds us we can't have that without the other, and it reminds us the feelings of, oh wait, I missed this, hence why I'm also doing a radio show and doing readings. So it brought me back to this awareness of inner being and really feeling things out and taking my time, because we have habits, and I have this habit of just getting up and making tea in the morning and then smoking my cigarette, because I'm a smoker, don't judge me. And then I have to rush and get ready for work and then get ready for it. So it reminded me to like take my time. I don't have any plans right now. Chill, enjoy it, play music, be at peace, slow down. So that's another thing. And recently with this energy, it's at first I was really motivated and I was like, I'm going to do it. And honestly, I was mad that the collective energy, whatever, where it came from, kind of blocked me. I'm like, why are we, I was already aware of all this information. What are you doing? And it just reminds us to really be excited that, you know, it's not there anymore. You can go. I felt like I couldn't get out of it. It sucked. But we're here, and now we're excited. We get into these moments of lacking happiness because of something we want and something we would like to have, or we need this to have that, and we never give ourselves time to really look, and we complicate happiness. And we try to look for something that's going to bring happiness. Maybe you want to dance or go bowling. And I had this guided message come from my guides, and they were like, look, if it's going to be new and exciting and happy, it's going to be something that you haven't thought of. It's not going to be just bowling or ice skating or going to a new restaurant, try their food. It's going to be something that you need to really put yourself out there in. explore. You never saw that before. And a lot of us don't do these things because we don't know the outcome, or we're like, well, what is the future really? How do I know it's going to be there? We don't want to waste our time with things. And so loving yourself sometimes is getting in the car, breaking this anxiety of what is it, and just driving and having fun with yourself and exploring new places. And you never know what you're going to find. And I think when you frequencies, you connect to new thoughts and feelings and possibilities. Don't let the past of the future, don't let the past of what you've experienced so far be the present reason of why you're not going to go, and change your thoughts. Be positive. We're going to take another caller, and the more callers, the better. I love to hear from people and meet people, and I'll do more of this if you like it, because I like it. Hope you like it. I also want to plan on doing YouTube videos, not the same way as other people do these tarot readings. I'm not saying they're bad, but I want to put myself out there and change it up and do something different, and not be cheesy, but I'll still be cheesy with my jokes and stuff. So we're going to take the next caller, area code 216. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Did I lower the volume on this again? Hold on a second. You there? Oh, can you hear the... blink, 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 blink. Hello? All right. I don't know if they knew I was there or not. I heard them talking, but... All right. Area code 504. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Debbie,
hey.
New Orleans. Hi. Debbie from New Orleans.
What up, Debbie from New Orleans?
I'm good. I cannot believe you're on.
I can't believe I'm here either. I'm happy that you're happy that I'm happy. We're happy.
Yeah.
You have a great – I love how people – so I don't know if – I feel like – do I know you? I forget sometimes of voices and stuff.
Sometimes I follow you on Facebook, yeah.
All right, cool. I like how you answered the call and you're like, hey, like we're already connected. We already know each other, but that makes me happy. So what's going on, Debbie?
Yeah. I was just calling in for a reading. You're going to laugh, but supposedly something's coming up for me, but I'm still kind of waiting or stuck, or I know need to like have more fun.
You know, it's funny. The first thing when you said reading, I started connecting right away. And I'm not joking. I just shuffled cards, but I was like, I might as well just say it. Because you just said it, and I heard it, and I was like, okay, you do have something coming, and it's something that you've been wanting, and you've been manifesting, and you've been patient with it, and you're like, oh, all right. And then, so it's coming because it's been some time, and it's coming now. Don't wait. Don't wonder when or how. But what I heard was,
okay,
don't give up, because I heard you saying in my mind kind of like, I put so much time into this and I believe in it, and I feel like I'm doubting myself a little bit, but I don't know if it's, so there is something coming. Stay in the path that you have been, and remember too, sometimes life and energy makes us feel certain things, but those things put more power to expanding your inner being and your light that you can hold. And then I don't know why I want to say this too. People test us.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, my mom does constantly, and I know that she can't help it. She moved in with me, but it is, it is a test every day.
Just show love. I'm not saying this to put fear or time. It's just an example, and it's kind of negative. I'm not saying this because I see her here. I'm just saying an example. We never know how much time we all have, right? So when I did that, I did that for like, you know, relatives, and because there's times where I just don't want to do things, and I just think, you know, God forbid, like we don't know. So I want to bring love, and like I missed my grandmother. Just the thing I thought about it now.
Uh-huh.
I missed her, and I knew she was old. She was 90 something and had dementia. And even though she would tell me like the same stories, and she would ask me if I'm still in Florida, and I'm not. I love her and I missed her, and I know that she's still around energetically.
Aww.
And spiritually. So, you know, do the best you can to remember that her soul knows that you're doing what you need to do and giving her love. And so let's see, your subject cards are relationship, four of wands, building, wheel of fortune in reverse. Are you, because that's what I felt before. And sometimes, honestly, I hate asking because I feel it. And then I go, okay, well, see if, what's going on. Are you not in a relationship? Because I don't feel that.
No, I am.
Okay. It's not a bad thing. So maybe it's building that. Let's see what the other cards. Wheel of Fortune in reverse. Maybe it's a new person, new friend, new growth. Mm-hmm. Building a structure, Four of Wands. Something business. All right. The other cards in the past are Nine of Wands in reverse. And so you're not in the past, you weren't taking action because you didn't know which way to go with it, and you were overwhelmed. And the Three of Cups. So there was other people. It just wasn't working out with some people before. So whether it was spiritual group or business related or job. Presently, there's a Ten of Wands, which is overwhelmed with what you have to do in life, what you're doing, with the Queen of Wands. So you need to be realistic with yourself with time and organization with what you're doing and when and how. It's just about, too, like even with your mom, what times you need to do what, and if you can maybe know the window of time so you can go do something else and have someone there, things like that, because it's saying like you need to balance yourself. The future cards talk about something that you've wanted and achieving it. So there's definitely something coming. Let's see what it is. Ooh, okay. It's no bueno. Chaos with Two of Pentacles. Okay.
She's kind of like a little off sometimes. Like, I don't know if it's the full moon, but I could tell when it's like she's changed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say chaos, that's what I think.
Okay. The subject, actually, the relationship with your mom is what it is. And the Wheel of Fortune, try to find, the Wheel of Fortune is in reverse with it. So the subject is talking about looking at the positives, like I said before, chaos with Two of Pentacles. There's something that needs to change in your life that I don't know what comes up, but it's one of those things that's like, yeah, I really need to do this. And then we don't do it. I really need to do that. We don't do it. And it's not like laundry, you know? It's something that we really need to focus on or put work into or do. And you're not doing it, which I get. Maybe you're overwhelmed with a change. Changes are different. But try
just
to...
just decluttering.
Yeah. I heard selling the car for some reason. I thought it was an example, though.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you need to. It came in my head, but sometimes those things aren't examples. Decluttering is a spiritual thing, too, because you're removing what no longer serves you in your physical world and also your inner self. There's also some things you're not seeing. I don't know what that means to you, but don't overthink it. Yeah, the Hangman comes up. I just pulled that. So don't overwhelm yourself. Maybe you're not supposed to see it yet, but there is going to be something that's uncomfortable that needs to be done or will be done, but it's going to bring in the pattern of forcing you to make a decision on what you need to make a decision on. And I'm also being told to tell you not to ignore what you feel.
That could be my dad's legal. My dad passed away, and I believe that he left me something, but my stepmother is hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to do about it because, I mean, I can't move forward. That's the only thing I could think at the moment.
Ooh, why do I hear that? Did he not like her?
Yeah, she does.
I heard some negative words and I heard a man in my head.
she doesn't like snow. Never did.
Oh, well, I don't like snow, but I have a big heart and I love people. So she's a horrible person and she doesn't like snow.
Yes. And she always kept everybody divisive, you know?
That's like when you're mad at someone and you just throw in some... it's funny. What kind of person doesn't like chocolate? Come on. They're crazy. I don't know, but I heard that... I felt like your dad didn't like her. He wasn't happy and he just felt stuck.
He did. He was ill and
He was ill because of her.
I believe that.
There's a lot coming up right now. Because I feel like your dad wanted to say a bunch of stuff. Have you not, like, connected with anyone? I'm not really, I should really be positive about it. But when it comes to mediumship, it comes in when it wants to. And I want to do this with you more. Let's see what happens. Did he curse? Because I heard someone cursing. I want to make sure. He was like, this bitch, I didn't like her. Wasn't happy.
Not too much, no. I could see him doing it, though, when she wouldn't be around. He was more real, you know?
I'm seeing something with the chest area with him with that, and I'm also, like, feeling like he's here, not here. And I don't know what he means by that. Like, I'm seeing a person that feels weak, but they're angry, and they know that they shouldn't be this weak. And he wasn't supposed to die.
He's cancer.
Okay. He was not supposed to die. He wasn't supposed to die because this was a growing, he wanted to leave her. Let me pull some cards because he felt stuck and she kept draining. Yeah. Is she narcissistic or was?
She's a professor at a college.
She could still be a professor and narcissistic because what I'm hearing is.
Oh, major.
What was happening behind closed doors, she was saying, like, saying and doing mean shit.
She was recording all the phone calls and everything. I mean, it's stuff. I'm not going to know everything until probably, you know, it's all going to come out little by little is what I would imagine.
He says the past was the Five of Cups with the Devil card. So, yeah, he didn't show. He's saying, I didn't show or talk about all the shit that was going on. So he didn't know a lot. So the Two of Pentacles with the Ace of Cups. I don't know what else to share, but I'm excited. He's happy to talk.
Oh, wow.
And I
heard my name one morning when I was getting up.
So that's him getting your attention, yeah. Usually it happens when we're, like, in a mundane, we're getting up. It's in the middle of, like, our mind being open. And like they get, hey, future, he wants you to know, don't worry about the decisions. Oh, okay. When you are indecisive about something, he wants you to he wants to help you with it. Say to him, like, this is what's going on. I need your help. He wants to be a part of your life spiritually. I don't know why I'm seeing a man with a mustache.
He had one.
And it looks like me in a feeling. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, too. It was on and off. Like, if he didn't have it then, he had it then a different time. And he was kind of tallish. Feeling that
very tall.
Burly man. He was a work, like a labor person. He would do the chop of wood if he had to. He was a good guy.
He was on an oil rig.
That fits the picture, too. I get, like, overalls for some reason.
Yeah.
Denim.
He used to wear them.
Oh, this is cool. I haven't done mediumship in a while. He had such a kind voice. He wants you to know he loves you, which is very common. Very much. I'm sorry I didn't share with you. He was such a kind person that he didn't like showing anger or. He usually helped everyone else, and he didn't want to. He didn't want to be helped, is what I'm getting. Don't worry about what she kept, because it's not going to go anywhere. It's just because she doesn't want to. You know, people sometimes like, I don't want to see them. And you know what? They don't deserve it. And they know that you want it. You're going to get it in the long run. She doesn't have anyone, is what he said.
It's her own fault, though, you know?
Not that it's a, you know, it's a positive thing, but she doesn't have anyone to give her stuff to. And she's actually more angrier than anything about, for some reason, since his passing. She was hoping that people would kiss her ass.
There's a few that are. But, you know, some relatives. And it breaks my heart to see what's happening. But that's what I imagine, like when you were saying, like, there's some stuff I'm going to find out. I'm sure it's all that, you know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm also hearing that you don't really talk about your spiritual experiences, or you keep it at a minimal. And you should really not hold back anymore. because there's a couple people around you that actually, like, you guys need to talk more about it, because you're going to find out you both are going or experience certain things. And you also just don't keep it, don't be spiritually in the closet, so to speak.
Joe, let me tell you something. In New Orleans, which you would think would be spiritual, when I was working, people would call me a witch because I would tell them stuff. And so that's why I kind of kept it on, you know, because it was getting kind of crazy. I had like a gang after me. Like for some reason, I would just tell somebody something nice and then they started saying I was a witch, and I'm not a witch.
Maybe in the past, you're one of your soul lives was a witch, and you had a, this is part of you defeating that present obstacle. Like, don't be in fear of people. They're just scared of, just people are scared about stupid shit. In New Orleans, do they have like shops? Did they do voodoo and Santeria and all that?
Yeah, but it's kind of cheesy, and it's like downtown. You know, I live in the burbs, so it's not like on the movies. It's more like, you know,
Wow.
Like a trap.
It's like a gift shop trap.
Yeah.
They're like, this is part of David and things, and then they just like rebuy it from somewhere else.
No, they'll be like, buy this candle and do this to somebody, and you know, of course you don't, I don't go down that road, but like, I've had a neighbor, she was from a Latin American country, she was mad at me because I forgot why, I was rescuing animals and she didn't like it. She literally put a chicken foot by my door, but that was like many years ago, nothing happened.
People do some crazy
things. I mean, there is some of that here, but I mean, my spirituality is more like Reiki and like emotional freedom technique and just what I pick up. But apparently people do pick it up because people have told me that they feel my aura, you know?
I feel it. Yeah. I get, even like when you're doing Reiki, I don't know if you heard me say before, like a lot of people, and it's not negative, but if you're doing it and you're getting messages, because you're putting people's chakras into alignment. And so you're going to get, especially their energetic body, you're going to get messages about, maybe your guides are going to come through, and you don't have to worry about who is it. It's just a positive thing that you need to tell. You're like, hey, look, I don't know if it's connected to this, but you need to stop doing this. It's affecting this chakra, and this is why. Like, don't let the past, the people coming after you. Look, if they're going to get Reiki from you too, they're open to it. They're not going to be like, you're a witch. Sometimes I tell people what I'm reading, you are a witch, but it's because you have a spiritual witch, spiritual guide that's a witch. You definitely did too, because you have people that are acting like back in the day, like they were going to take your life because you're a witch. And
it's
a soul trigger to you. So heal it and step in fearlessly. I don't know why.
Like, it works.
Makes sense to you too. Like, you're going to go far, kid. Does your dad say that?
Okay.
Huh. You have any questions?
I would like to do more of the spiritual stuff, but I just don't know, like,
I do.
Know, like, exactly what, you know, people.
You were going to ask me if I teach people, because I heard, do you? And I was like, I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I do is, one of the sessions I offer is the mentorship sessions, and I offer kind of a unique balance with that. So the mentorship sessions, for one, I have fun with clients on the phone, or I do a Zoom video. I prefer the phone for those because there's no pressure. You just hear my voice. And my goal is to always bring comfort and happiness and excitement and passion. Like, it's just fun. So I teach how to step into it. It's not complicated. It's like the step one of everything, and how to tune into it. And I have you open up and connect to me, and then I have you also connect with your guides and your team, and it's just about the first level of the sensory, because we're used to the external world of what you see and what you sense and what you hear. People think you have to hear, and it has to be this big boom, and it's not always like that. I start with the inner being, because your emotions and sensory will pick up the messages, and you will start to feel and trust it. So I teach about that first, and then I give homework, because you have to work on it I give like a week, and the next week we'll do the next. I do it in packages of two or four, and you can do more after that. But because you want to invest in yourself, you want to be able to go, look, take it seriously and you want to do it. And the homework's not crazy. It's easy little things that might be a little different, but they're focused on your inner being in fun ways, and also asking questions on your own, what you're getting, and go from there. But I also teach tarot for fun. I do shadow working, or different words for that is, what is your reality blocking you on? Like, people want more money or happiness, and or things going on that they're focused on as a problem. And we find out subconsciously there's something from the past that is still there but not aware, and we have to heal it.
Uh-huh.
And we usually cry. So, yeah, I do a bunch of different things. If you
cool.
You follow me on Facebook, right?
Uh-huh.
If you want, just message
me. I will definitely.
And we'll I'll message you back when I can, and we'll set it up.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. All right. Real awesome caller. Thank you for calling in. You guys are great. You guys are great. We're going to be here for a while. I'm chilling. I'm not in a rush. I'll probably be here the whole 3 hours that I post this thing for. Who knows? I see more callers. Share the link. Tell your friends. You guys are great. And if you have any questions, we can take your questions on the chat. I'm in a Zoom call too with a bunch of awesome people that can see me on camera, and I can see them. And maybe I can see your face if you want. Who knows? It doesn't matter. It's weird. It's not weird. We can overthink it if you want. Music break.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, man. How you doing?
Come on,
you good? I know you like that.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
I know you like that.
How long have you been back?
In the club, they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this out for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. World debut, I know they gon' fiend. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Girls from brunettes down to blonde queens. These young boys don't know what a don mean. I'm just a bad boy gone clean. I'm the diamond chain choker, always remain sober. Don't drink liquor and all the game's over. Need a plane, I explain it to my broker. Three bots in the hood, top down and ain't over. You know there's more men where that come from. Me and Kuda love rolling back to back in one.
See, the names have all changed since I've been around. But the game ain't the same since I left out.
I'm the most fly. I went so much they wanna know who I'm coached by. Every day approached by chicks when I was no top. Wanna give me so side, but I'm like, don't try. I see the hisses and the disses when I go by. But see the misses on my wrists when I float by. Self-control and I can't tell you no lie. Tryna find a soulmate, you end up being so tired. I make my money, man, without the coca. Living la vida without the loca. I'm down south, so they show me country love. And I ain't even country thug. The people give me daps and hugs, so it must be love. And I love the country grub. It feel good to hear people singing welcome back. And I ain't even selling the track, cause I'm that Harlem cat.
Crazy, I told him if he didn't have my money by Friday, I was going to break my foot off in his ass.
Are we live? Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you this emergency announcement. He is back, ladies and gentlemen. Mace is back.
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
We'll be right back.
feeling, I ain't break a sweat. Catch me cause I'm gone. Saturday I'm gone. 5, 4 from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron. Serving up a pack. Serving up a pack. Niggas pulling Guinness cause they hear the rap. Funny how they shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look. Hey, I'm a bar spitter, I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark nigga. I'm a weak splitter, I'm a tall figure. I'm a unforgiving, wild ass dog nigga. Something wrong with him, got him all bitter. I'm a bill printer, I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again. A rolling, not a stop. Watch shit don't never stop. Future took the business and ran it for me. I let Ollie take the aisle, told him brand it for me. I get 2 million a pop and that stand it for me. Like I went blind, dog, you gotta hand it to me. Gotta give me this shit. Prayed, then I prayed again. Had a moment, but it came and went. Y'all don't wanna play with him. There'll be morning, you like 8 a.m. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring. Love my brothers, cut them in on anything. And you know it's King Slime, busy damn. She just said I'm bad, I hit the scissor dance. Matt Drake shit. Either hand is the upper hand. Got a bubble on my other hand. This shit ain't no 100 bands. Palace look like Buckingham. Bill so big, I call him Williams for real. Reasons to go crazy, got a trillion for real. They been trying me, but I'm resilient for real. I can't go in public like civilian for real. And I hardly take offense. Money for revenge, man, that's hardly an expense. I'll hem and checks off of all of my events. I like all the profit, man, I hardly do percents. A big part of me resents niggas that I knew from when I started in this shit. They see what I got and man, it's hard to be content. Fuck what they got going on, I gotta represent. Hey. This a rolling, not a stop. Watch shit don't never stop. It's a flow that got the block hot, shit got super hot.
London, England, I love you. I go by the name of Drizzy Drake. Thank you for having me tonight.
All right, welcome back. After playing some music and stuff, some funny shit, we're gonna take another caller, and I hopefully I don't pick another person that I already picked. I don't know. I think the time frame. I gotta see here, but I don't remember this number. All right, we'll take area code 434. What's your name? What's up?
I'm Khalil. I was wondering if you could do. If you can't, you can let me know. But if you could do like a reading for my. Someone that's in my family, like, that's passed on, and okay. What the message is they're telling me.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm not always great with, well, you can see what happens with someone around me is physically here, and but we can't take it forever, Mom, if you pick up on something. All right. My mom does that stuff, but she's just listening, hanging out. But let me start with what I feel and what I'm getting. And I want to start off with some cards, too, because I want to see what their messages for you. And, you know, what I'm also feeling first is this. You're going through a spiritual awakening. You've been seeing and feeling a lot of different experiences.
Yeah.
And so, I'm getting chills right now. See that? Damn. They're there to support you. They just recently passed away not too long ago, right?
A lot of people have passed away in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I can't keep count.
Mm-hmm. I want to focus on what they're, because they're touching me now, and I want to support your process. And helping you with what you're experiencing and going through and challenges and all that stuff.
There's a grandparent and a young guy.
My mom says there's a grandmother and a younger male. The subject of the cards that I'm pulling out so far is the message is Three of Cups with the Page of Cups. There's people that you are around or you're friends with or people you know, but there's something about a new beginning of fulfillment with one of them, so possible relationship. That's what's coming out. The past, there was a relationship that had balance, but it, what's up with that? And presently, there's the Two of Cups with the Six of Swords. Okay, are you dating someone or seeing someone?
No, sir. I'm seeing someone, but I'm not dating anybody.
Mm-hmm. The person that you're seeing right now, because the present cards are the Two of Cups with the Seven of Swords, you're going to be leaving them, because I see the obstacle too is like you're not sure if you're really content or not, but there's something about that not working out. The subject is there's a new person, but the Sun card with the Emperor in reverse, you're going to be happier with who comes in later on. Now, let's see about...
Do you have a brother that passed?
Do you have a brother that passed, my mom's asking?
I don't know. I know I had somebody that was a counselor that had a lot of health problems, and they left a long time ago.
Yeah, not a counselor. He's a relative.
Whoever this is passed away within the past couple months.
I'm not sure. Because a lot of people I've talked to, they've left me. Not left mm-hmm. on purpose, but they've left there in
right.
different light.
Give me a minute, because you have a spiritual ability that's coming in recently that is opening so much. You're like a channel, and you're picking up on so many spirits. Does that make sense to you? Have you been dealing with a lot of, like, connection with spirits?
I may have thought I saw some, and I've been having different sensations.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I'm gonna try to work. With your permission, I want to kind of navigate your energy and help you with. It's gonna be helping you and kind of, instead of having a door wide open and all these spirits, yeah.
Really,
there's a lot of things coming.
Yeah, you have my permission.
All right. I just heard a spirit say, get away from me. There's a lot of things nagging at you and fucking with you, too.
Someone's saying, get away from you? Away from them?
No. I'm working. I'm having my guides help your energy, and I heard a bunch of... Like a spirit that basically was around that said, no, don't, they didn't like that we were picking up on what shouldn't be around you. Because I'm trying to navigate what's happening, because usually there's a couple of different things that happen for different reasons. Because I know that you're focused on finding out what spirit this is first or who's coming forward. One of the things that's coming forward that's very, very direct is it's not what you think. It's not a relative that passed away. And
right.
You have spiritual guides. We all have spiritual guides that help us, and they're a different bracket than family. And you
right.
have a guide that's stepping forward louder than ever before, and they're tired of you, not mad at you, they're protecting you. They're tired of you not seeing or understanding because you've been misled for so long. And angel numbers are different, so you're seeing those too, right?
Did somebody pass away with a heart issue?
Yeah.
It sounds like he doesn't know the people that passed away.
Did he just said yeah.
There is? Well, angel numbers, yeah, you're confusing me now. See what's happening?
I said something about angel numbers. I
want you to know what's happening, though. My mom and me, I love her, but it's just a resemblance of the energy that's going on. There's a confusion of what's what, and it's not us. It's that you've been so energies and spirits have been distracting you, and it's not always good. And I want to ask you, was there some problems within the past month or two that were, like, not tragic, but just problems? It's just like this, there's this, and there's this, and there's this, and it just stacks up.
Indigestion, and then I had indigestion, and then back in 2016, I had a counselor named Katie, and I keep on thinking about the time I cried when she was leaving. And for some reason, the show New Girl reminds me of that, because I saw New Girl where she was on a couch crying, and that was the first time Katie saw me crying. And
it's there's something about emotions and happiness and.
I gotta get up. I'm dizzy.
Yeah. You think a lot about, you have a very powerful energy and you think a lot about things, and your energy is very, it's very direct and there. And I know that I don't want to confuse you because you called about, so your relatives that have passed on, regardless of how well you knew them or who you knew, if they were mad or didn't like certain, they come and go with us. They see things differently and assist in different ways. But you have a guy that's trying to help you. And what I'm picking up on is education or career.
All right.
Is there something about that needs to move forward, or you're not sure what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I want to do.
Okay. And I'm going to be very blunt. Loneliness or sadness around people or friends that you want to hang out with people, or you want to do more?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm hearing that you are a good-hearted person, and you have these unique qualities to you that you are spiritually gifted. And what I'm also hearing is, don't wait for someone to appreciate you, or because you're going to start to learn more about yourself. And what I'm also getting is, I'm supposed to ask you, like, help you with this. What is it that you're seeing and you feel like the message, you don't know what the message is completely?
What are you talking about, in my dreams, or?
Either it's the dreams or whichever it is that you were calling about.
Well, I've had, there was a person named, there was a counselor that I was telling you that, her name is Katie. She, every time I dream about her, my friend, I hear the song Happier, or hear the song, what's the name of the song called, Good Grief? Those are songs about Bastille. And basically, I'm just wondering if she's okay, or if Katie's passed on, or if Katie's okay, or if...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask, asking in my mind, if she passed away and she's trying to communicate with you. Because sometimes people don't pass on and they have this energy that they can connect with you on another level spiritually. Because while we're sleeping, we travel. And I get more so that you've been on her mind. Like, she cares about people and she's been thinking of you. And she left and she is checking in. Let's pull some cards on that. She's checking in on you and wants to help. She's helping you indirectly. She wants you to be happy with your life.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things that I'm getting is that I couldn't tell you where she was going because that's, you know, the business of things. Like, you can't, the profession, or, I don't know why, but three of pentacles, with 5, 6, 7, 8 of cups in reverse. Discuss strategy. She was, okay, was she talking to you about strategies to be happy in life and what you should do?
She was helping me out with to be happy and not be anxious about different things, and she helped me with my balance and stuff.
Yeah, okay, that's what's coming forward. The Lover's card in reverse with the Magician in reverse. She wants you to believe in love and happiness, and she also wants you to believe in what you deserve, and whatever you dream about, you will create. So basically, be positive, get excited about things that you really want to do, and don't let anyone stop you or make you feel like it's not going to come out right, or find your passion is really what I'm hearing. She's not passed on.
Yeah.
She's very spiritual, yeah. Though. Ace of Wands in reverse with the Ace of Pentacles in reverse. So the future cards for you in this message, too, is set a goal and accomplish it. And that's what she's really coming through for. She's really powerful. She actually makes sure that she, like, either prays for you or keeps you in mind to help you energetically, but she's not passed on. She's just someone that when you think about someone and you're like, let's say my friend calls me and I just thought about her. It's kind of like one of those things,
right?
Energy reaches different places, but that's really what I'm getting. But, there's some things that I need to help you with, but I don't know if you're open to it. Because you deal with these ups and downs. It, like, there's this energy that wants to take from you. And what I mean by that is you're happy, and then all of a sudden you're not happy. And it's because there's this energetic being that wants to give you reasons to be upset, and it brings you down. And you don't have to know it.
Yeah.
You don't have to fear it. Being aware of it and be like, no, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be happy. Like, fight for your happiness. Because I do that often sometimes.
Because also, sorry, I cut you off. Sorry about that.
No.
I was told that Katie helps everybody physically, and everybody needs help sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. She, because you've been fighting this energy for some time, and... like, I feel like when you were younger, too, you dealt with something. Do you remember anything when you were a kid? You felt something around you?
I did. But also, like, I would imagine a police officer standing in the middle of the street with a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, I also imagined someone holding a pancake to their mouth. And they were walking slowly like a cartoon character.
You know, a lot of people would think they're crazy, but it's not crazy because cartoon characters, I realize, as a multidimensional thing, they look like that, but they're really people's energy. It's hard to kind of connect the two, but it's weird. But there's people's energy, and there's something about you finding attunement with the world. And you're going to find your purpose and passion. And it's going to bring in more joy. Focus on what you really want to do for the world or what makes you happy and what connects happiness to you and makes you feel in alignment. But there's that's what's going to help this. And don't, like, let this energy beat you up emotionally. Really conquer yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I got this. I'm gonna rise. No, I don't need anyone. This is me. And it's not that strong, honestly. So... but when it comes to the spirits, there's family involved. But for you right now, it's a spirit guide. And also this lady that used to help you is really thinking about you at this time. And I think she knows that you need a push or a lift.
And she's helped everybody, right? Physically and mentally. Because sometimes I feel like I'm weak.
Sometimes I feel like I'm weak, too. She doesn't help everyone every day, every time, but she has people come to her in her mind that she knows that she needs to, like, check in with. And I know to most people that might sound weird, but a lot of people don't talk about their spiritual work, and she's definitely spiritualist and didn't talk about it, but is definitely in meditation or something that she helps you. So she does help you, yeah.
Because I know there's – I'm not going to say who it is, but there's this person – that I was told about knock knees. You know what knock knees is?
No, I never know what's that.
Well, like when I'm not going to say who it is or how this relationship to her, but they were around her, and the person, when they were staying, they wouldn't stand straight. And I'm not sure if that's knock knees or not, or if I'm going to get that.
No, you're not going to get that. But all right, I'm going to move on to the next caller, but feel free to message me on Facebook if you have any questions.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
All right, let's move on to the next caller, and hopefully, I don't know if there's you guys are just hanging out listening, or I might have picked you before. If that happens, just let me know, no problem. But I'm going to take this next caller. What is it, 917? What's up?
Good evening, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask, can we ask about relationships, or if we want to... If our parents or loved ones have passed away, they'll come in, or should we ask if we want to ask about our loved ones too?
Well, I can't take too much time on the calls, but I can spend time with you. But it just depends on what you would like. Honestly, when it comes, so what happens with me is if you ask a certain question, regardless, it's probably gonna go into a whole different view of why my son. That might not sound great. How do I explain that?
I understand. All right.
Sometimes there is, like, let's say there's a subject you want to pick up on, but they're discussing the whole view of it, and it's really not completely what you thought, or it might be. So, honestly, for you, I would rather just read you.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask about a relationship with a boyfriend named Todd, but okay.
And I was gonna say after that you, since you brought up the relationship too first, it's at the front of your thoughts. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome to you and your mom. Thank you. Happy belated Mother's Day to your mom.
Oh, thank you. She's not here right now. She's in the other room, but appreciate it. So,
thank you.
So you're in a relationship?
Yes, with my boyfriend Todd.
Hold on. I want to make sure I heard you. It's from the past?
No, now.
Yeah, with you now, yeah. What I heard first was don't overthink things. Like, don't stress out. Don't worry, because there's things that they're not there. There's nothing to worry about, but you're worried about it because of past things. So don't overthink. What I'm also hearing, too, is don't get so involved with people's shit that they have drama going on. Like, they come to you because you have a stronger energy at times, and then they come to you with their problems, and then you get lost in their energy with the problems. Just kind of like, hey, actually, I got to go. I'm busy. I got to go. Sorry, I love you. Don't get involved with people's issues.
Oh, God,
because they seem to never, like, get past the issues.
Oh.
They have drama. So I don't know what that's about.
I just had a situation like that, and I let it go.
Mm-hmm. So the subject of subject for the reading. Sorry, I talked that. For the love and relationship, you got Six of Cups in reverse and King of Wands. Remember to like give each other little. You don't have to like remind him, but for you, like give little things when you can. Like, it doesn't have to be a big gift or hey, I thought about you more today and I saw this, I thought you would like it, and kind of keep that love or things that were exciting in the beginning going. Plan time together more to do fun stuff. It's basically like maintaining. Don't be so stern with how it's supposed to be. Or the King of Wands is an energy that is very dominating and knows what they want, and they're very just in their way sometimes. So just remember the Six of Cups is about giving in thoughtfulness, and maybe you know the way that they like to love or receive love. So keep that balance. Presently, the past cards, okay, in the past, Three of Cups with the 5, 6, 7 of Wands. There were people that you didn't know how to handle. Okay.
Yes.
You didn't know what to do with them. You didn't like them. You were annoyed with them. You're like, what do I do about them? So that's in the past. Let's see what's in the present. Four of Pentacles in reverse with the High Priestess in reverse. Okay, because this is what I was picking up on before. You feel like there's something wrong, or you need to focus on something, or there needs to be an issue addressed, or you're wondering if there's something negative happening, or it's not going to work out. Is this what happens?
Well, he had an ex, and they had children, so we get along well. I was just, you know, trying to pick up on the ex.
Oh, you want to pick up on the ex. Honestly,
yes.
With him, don't worry, because what the cards are saying right now is you're creating imbalance where there doesn't need to be imbalance. Like, you are good, and so is your relationship with him. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel anything negative, and I don't feel anything negative with it.
Thank you.
But it says to you, the obstacle is intuition. So you know as well in your deeper thoughts and feelings, like, this is just something that's a fear or a worry. You're an intuitive person, but sometimes we fall out of alignment because we have our own feelings and thoughts. We're human. So
yeah,
when you get into thoughts like that, grab it and go, no, this is not a positive thing. It's not real. It's a negative. It's a fear. Get it out of your head and focus on something else, because you are a powerful manifester too. You create things. And if you keep feeding that energy, I'm not saying it will or it can't. It could possibly after some time if you keep fearing or worrying, but don't, because it's not something that's coming up. Your future cards, Nine of Cups with the King of Swords. Success with your decisions. So I don't know if you made financial choices together, or there's a plan to move, or plan to do something, but it's going to come to a great point of enjoyment or happiness or fulfillment. So if you have to make a decision together, or you're planning on doing something or did it, it's going to be very, very good.
Thank you.
What else? Talk to me. I feel like I should talk with you, and like, I want to have a conversation. How's life?
It's great. Right now I'm getting ready to go for my PhD.
Good.
I'm graduating Tuesday with my master's in psychology. And, it's like I mastered the things of the past, because like you said, I was trying to be nice and help other people. So I'm trying to balance my impact, you know, being empathic. But now I let people handle things for themselves. But it kind of caught up with me recently, because one of my classmates was going through domestic violence, and I tried to help her. And then when I move quick and think quick. So you're right. When I helped her out of the situation, she wasn't moving fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that, you know, I'm busy now. I was like, I'm busy, and that's why she was drawn to me. But, I pray a lot. I'm in the ministry. My little son is a youth pastor, so that's why you're picking up. I have really good energy, and I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, people are drawn to you. You hold the good light, and people need that light. And then sometimes you're not meant to help people. It's just, it is what it is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just figure people are like me, and I see that they're not. So thank you guys for even letting me know that.
Yes. Yeah. It's one of those things you got to feel out and be patient with sometimes, but you are very powerful and good hearted. Just keep doing what you're doing, and everything's going to keep flourishing.
Do you see exactly what, I mean, I have an idea of what I want to do. Do you have an idea exactly what Spirit wants me to do?
There's a grandmother that, I don't know if it's a great grandmother or a grandmother with you that comes through, but you know in your heart what you want to do. And you have to, I don't know why there's this kind of concern if people are going to be with it, or it's something that you're creating. You're creating something different and unique with what you can offer.
Yeah.
And I'm also hearing that you thought about starting first kind of like normally at a certain place, but you're not meant to. You're meant to open the thing or do the thing you want to do. Just don't let the unknown of what you haven't learned yet block you. Yeah. They want you to stay humble, stay peaceful, stay bright, pray, because I hear that you pray and you do a great job at
a
it.
A lot. I was praying the whole time we've been on the phone.
Oh, thank you. There was an energy you that came through before, and I needed that. But I'm also hearing, too, besides the business thing, don't be limited to what you're going to experience, because you've experienced the things before spiritually. You're going to be opening more doors, and it's not always when we want it. Because sometimes we have plans to do something, and then the energy is just, woof, or something happens, and we experience something. We're like, you know what? I'm not coming in today. Don't be afraid to do that. The Empress card with us. Don't run away from what you really desire and want and have passions for. So, yeah, keep going with the business or what you're creating and doing. Because you're going to be running from yourself, basically.
Oh, wow.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you. How do we reach you outside of this? For reading.
So I do stuff on Facebook Live. So you could follow me on my Facebook page. It's A Millennial's Third Eye on Facebook. And every other Saturday, me and my good friend Candace do a live show. And we just talk and have a good time. We take calls as well. And I offer some services privately. So you could feel free to follow me on Facebook. And every other Saturday. So I think... I'm not sure if it's this Saturday. I think it's this Saturday we're doing a show. I got to check. But you'll see either on this page or my Facebook page, we'll post the event for the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. All right. We'll come into – we got like 56 minutes here on the radio show, but I want to remind everyone, too, you guys are awesome. I think – one of the biggest things that I had thought about again recently was, you know, why I started this whole journey and I didn't start it. Life did. And then it happened to me. And then I was brought here. My path on bringing all the social media stuff forward was to have more fun and reach people that sometimes we feel alone in our experiences. Sometimes we think we're crazy. And there's a lot of people out there that you'll find that have gone through similarities and you're not alone. So I help people with different things that they're experiencing, or they just need to talk. I do readings and I offer different services in which I'm also adding some coming up later this week, I think. So look forward to that. And we love hearing from you. I love hearing suggestions or questions, or maybe hearing a topic you want to talk about and call in on and let your peoples know, like, yo, you got to check this out. It's pretty dope. So let's play another song. And then if I haven't picked, there's only a couple callers left. If I haven't picked you or I did, maybe we'll just talk a little bit more and see what happens. But other than that, I might go live later on Facebook, so check it out, facebook.com/millennialsthirdeye.
breaks. Tell me lies, time flies, close your eyes. Come with me, 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 come with me. I'ma take it with me. I wanna fight you, I fucking fight you. Can't stand nobody like you. You can't run, you can't hide. No surprise, close your eyes.
All right, so we're coming towards the end here. Let's see what else we got. We'll take a caller. If I picked you already, maybe we got some topic to talk about. Let me wrap this up. All right. Area code 216. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. I think I put someone to sleep. My voice is very calming. All right. That does happen sometimes. People are like, yeah, so your voice helped me fall asleep. I hope that doesn't... Like, no. It's really chill and calming, and it's one of my gifts. I felt the need to pull cards for someone. I don't know if someone's listening now or needs a reading or will in the future. And if this resonates with you, whoever this is. The main cards that were pulled for the subject was the Hangman in reverse with the Hierophant in reverse. It's talking about you not listening to what people have been saying and what you are not seeing. And I pulled the cards for this person. It kind of goes in a certain direction. The past for you was the Two of Swords with the Five of Swords in reverse. You were indecisive about a decision. You didn't know where it was going or what was what. And you were really struggling with possibly leaving them. And I really get more so about personal depression. It wasn't so much the subject or the or relationship, or it was about you just not happy with things or yourself. Don't take it personal. Just, you know, things happen. But the present card talks, you know, the cards talk about the Tower card with the Nine of Cups in reverse. And this is about something happening right now where it's destructive, things falling apart, it's never working out, or things aren't working out around you. And the fulfillment of your successes aren't working out for you. So where this is going so far with this person is whatever the things are that you need to see or do, maybe you really do care about someone or you miss someone, or there's something about like making a decision about something and regretting it, but not wanting to regret it. It's you're like fighting yourself on something in particular. But in my mind too, and what my guides are saying is if it's something that you're doing so much of and you're thinking about or feeling about and looking into, like sometimes we just don't want to admit like, oh wait, maybe this is really coming from my heart and you miss someone maybe. But either way, there's things that are being blocked from you. And I also get this negative perception of like blaming it on all on something, like someone blaming all it on, oh, it's dark magic and they're attacking me. And sometimes it's honestly, it's not that. It's just that we're just not happy and we're not happy with ourselves and we're in denial. And this is what I'm seeing. The future cards being Two of Pentacles with the Ten of Swords in reverse. So indecisive about doing something because you're hurt still. So it's like fighting yourself. And honestly, find it within your heart to let go of whatever it is that's like constantly triggering you. And find it in your heart space to ask yourself, you know, I must think this way because it's, you know, from my heart. And if you didn't care, it wouldn't be a topic in your mind. And so really ask yourself some deeper questions and let go of the world for a little while and ask, you know, what should I do? Sometimes we just miss stuff or we're in fear because we don't want to look weak or regret, and don't do that to yourself. Other than that, I want to thank everyone for joining me and hanging out and appreciate all your questions and readings. And you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/amillennialsthirdeye. You can also join us on Saturdays, every other Saturday with me and Candace. And I'm a really chill, cool, awesome person. Tonight I did a Zoom video with some awesome people and also did the radio show. So you can hang out, get to know me or get to know some other people. And one of my favorite things is really getting connected with cool people. And you never know. It's the world's small. Before I wrap this up, I want to do like a nice little motivational topic and spiritual discussion really quick. And I think, you know, I was thinking about it before. We kind of find ourselves stuck sometimes with this 3D world, and we'll be happy for a couple time, couple days, weeks, and then we find ourselves in some moments. And I like to I just had deja vu, and I feel like I had deja vu. Weird. So we find ourselves thinking about the pressures of what we really want, and we get wrapped up in the daily hustle and bustle. It's hard sometimes to get disconnected from the 3D world and just kind of like feel ourselves. And we put pressure and myself on this idea is so exciting and we get it caught up and wrapped around negative thinking, or we don't do it because we don't feel good enough, and then we just have to pressure ourselves. Today I was like, I'm not staying inside. I'm getting out, I'm going out. And I had this idea, and I was like, I'm going to do it. And so I did it, and this is why I'm here today, right now. And I feel awesome and happy. Fulfillment, and it's sometimes wrapped around love, and it was another topic in the sense of love is free. Love is an energy. It's something we kind of created of this is one thing, and actually the whole world needs love. So whatever you're passionate about, and it doesn't have to be blunt and say, like, I'm doing this because of love and giving you love. Whatever you're happy to do, it's out of love, and I'm doing this from my heart, and I love it, so that's all that matters. And whoever it's meant to hit and feel, it's free. Enjoy that shit. Bottle it up. Just don't sell it, because then I'm going to be mad, because I gave it to you for free, and you're selling it now. I'm just kidding. Well, it'll be weird. Anyways, so I hope you guys had a great time, and I might go live on Facebook, do some more readings. I might do some other stuff. Either way, I'm spontaneous. You never know with me. And I'll see you till next time. I might be planning more of these during the week. Take care.
Hey, you know, this party's looking a little difficult.
So what are you saying? I need to amp it up?
You could try, but this crowd doesn't dance before midnight.
Okay.
Rocking a party. Step one. So it's the DJ's job to get the crowd out of their heads and into their bodies. So in order to do that, you need at the very least a caveman sense of rhythm, a cursory knowledge of mathematics, and the broad strokes of ninth grade biology. For example, the bass line controls this region of the body right here. The most important region. There's always going to be resistance, so you got to be patient. Look for that one person who's not afraid to just go for it. I like to start them off at about 120 beats per minute. That's equivalent to the heartbeat of a long-distance runner. You see, BPM is the name of the game. It governs how your body moves. For example, reggae is slow, about 60 BPM. Dubstep is actually 140 BPM cut to half speed. It ends up being about 70 BPM. House is around 110 to 130 BPM. Then there's hardcore. Not sure how you dance to that. Once you've locked onto their heart rate, you start bringing them up, song by song. Popular myth that 128 beats per minute is the rate that synergizes most with your heartbeat. That's the magic number. Once you've gotten your crowd there, you're controlling their entire circulatory system.